7:32, time to say hello to our high school people. I don't know if that's the right word. Anyway, Brett Bethke joins us, high school athletic director. I'm about burnt out, dude. I can't keep up today.
No, me neither. It's about that time of year.
Well, a nail biter for the Bobcats last night.
But man, they sure did come through in a big way. Man, I was at that game, and boy, Coach Reeves did a heck of a job of keeping, you know, getting those kids motivated after halftime, and man, they came out, and it was a nail biter. But yeah, we got the win, and some kids made some big buckets down the stretch. You know, we got in foul trouble early on. Colby Carpio had three fouls in the first half, and then they got Tavy Beatty and a few others in foul trouble, but they were able to stay out of it in the fourth quarter and stay in the game, and they did a great job. So we were really excited. 4-0 in district play for the boys, and so that was really awesome.
That's pretty cool. 45-40 won the final, but it was a two-point game at halftime.
Yes. We scored two late buckets to kind of, you know, make it, but it was a closer game maybe than the 4-point difference there. I mean, it came down to the last second. So like I said, it was really exciting. Good to see him get that win, and keep rolling with this district play here.
Heading over to Tulia Friday night.
Yeah, heading over to Tulia. It's actually an open week for us, the boys and the girls. But the boys decided to go ahead and schedule Tulia, who's not in district, but just kind of keep that routine going with playing on Tuesday, Friday nights, and keep them in it. So the girls aren't playing, but the boys are. And so we also got our stock show Thursday and Friday here. And so that should be a lot of fun, too.
So what time's the game Friday night?
It'll be JV's at 5, and then JV and freshman game at 5, varsity game at 6:30.
All right, boys only Friday night. No bobbies, so they can have a Friday night free.
Yeah, and the bobbies are having a solid year too. You know, they got their first district win against Friona a few weeks ago, and then have played a couple close games, and they just got to punch through that little barrier there to get them a few district wins. I think we'll beat a few teams when we come back around for that second round of district play.
So no virus talk of messing up basketball. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's real nice. I mean, I feel like we're kind of coming out of this thing, and it's been a lot better. Our numbers are real low at our school, and we're not having any kind of issues like we were when we started the season. So
a short night for you then, huh?
Yeah, short night.
All right, Brett, thanks for calling in, man. Who's calling in next week?
We'll get Coach Thomas to call in next week.
All right, that'll be the second time for her. So she's always good to talk to. So thanks for checking in, man.
No problem.